Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast, and on this episode, I'm joined by Chelsea Castillo. Chelsea is currently a retail buyer for the Seagate Hotel and Club, and on this episode, we talk about how she ended up in hospitality, how to network in a genuine way, and why you need to keep an open mind. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. I'm super excited. I am here with Chelsea Castillo.
Hey.
I'm excited for the show. Chelsea, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. A little fun fact before we get into anything. Chelsea was so kind to participate in an award-winning documentary that I produced in school. And by award-winning, I mean it got awarded an A. So, you know, I'll take that. But that was on student athletes. And you know, covered a lot of great things that I watched it the other day. So it was good timing with when I watched that, brought up good memories. And you know, now we're here a few years later. So
yes, good stuff. Look at us.
Beautiful. So what I want to kind of start with is, can you catch me up to speed with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? I know you got a few things cooking. So what's the latest? And I know today was a busy one for you. So what do you got going on a day-to-day basis these days?
So day-to-day basis, I'm actually currently working at the Seagate Hotel now. I did major in fashion business, but I am in the hospitality world now. I'm actually doing fashion within it though. So I am buying for them. I'm purchasing all the goods that we're carrying in the hotel, like boutique, gift shop, pro shop, you name it. So I am in the fashion world. I'm traveling a lot to New York, having a lot of fun picking out different products to bring in to sell to our customers and our members. So yeah, that's a little rundown. I did start my career after college in the retail world and just worked my way up and really networked for the most part, and it really paid off meeting most people, and that's where I am today.
Beautiful. So that was a quick little Reader's Digest version of it. I know there's a lot to dive in there, and I want to kind of hop in the time machine a little bit. And the reason why I did actually bring up the documentary, because it dealt with student athletes. And I remember what you talked about there. It was kind of at the time where you were playing volleyball and you decided, okay, you know, I'm going to be done playing volleyball to pursue more opportunities within the fashion world. And whether you're an athlete or not, essentially what that is, it's a career change. And so can you kind of walk me through what that whole process was like, you know, mentally, emotionally, and how you came to that decision? All right, this is time for me to take my talents in another direction.
Yes. Yeah. So this was a very, very hard decision for me to make, just because my love and passion for the sport was so intense. But playing volleyball at Lynn was amazing. I met the best people ever that I'll be friends with forever. So that's always the best part about it. It just came to a point for me where I was missing opportunities within my career path because I wasn't planning on going pro or doing anything through the volleyball world. So it came to a point where I just wanted to really focus and dig deep into my career and get more into it really and be able to work and have a job and build my resume, whether it's an internship or an actual job. I just stopped. I was like, hey, my coaches were very understanding. And I played for 2 years. And then I got the opportunity to really dig deep into fashion business and merchandising for the next 2 years of my college career. And it was really great. It was really great. So it ended up paying off. I was able to attend a lot of events and trips that the fashion class would partake in at Lynn. So doing that and meeting all the people through that world was really amazing. And mentally it was hard at first, just because I'm so used to playing volleyball every day all day long. So to going from doing that all day on a very like strict schedule to not doing it at all was definitely an adjustment for me. It goes a little unseen just because I kept wanting to like get to the end goal. But yeah, it was definitely a learning process, but I wouldn't have done it any other way.
So as you're getting deeper and deeper into the fashion experience and getting those things, what were some of what was your kind of approach to getting experience, whether it was through the internship, whether it was through a job? Did you look for some particular things in or specific things in particular, I should say?
Not necessarily. In college, I was saying yes to everything as far as events that were taking place that we could attend and work, or if it was an internship that was unpaid or someone needed help at a fashion show, like I would just say yes to everything. And that's where I really found like my niche in the fashion world, because you can go so many different directions. You can go design, business, anything. It's just, there's so many realms. So that's where I really was able to figure out that I did want to go into the buying world and the more business side of things rather than the creative and design side of things. So I would say, yeah, like I definitely said yes to everything. I tried to participate in every event that I could possibly go to. And it helped me because I ended up meeting a lot of great people. And for me, I'm such a local Floridian, native Floridian, that it was really hard for me to make the decision to move to New York for fashion. But then I realized with the right people and everything, you could, you know, kind of choose where you want to be. So I ended up staying and finding a great job here in Delray Beach.
Love it. Staying local. And we got to stick together, the original Floridians. So
yes, exactly.
That's good stuff. I love that. So when you talked about finding that niche, because like you said, and this goes across all industries too, not just fashion, not sports, right, not whatever. There's so much. It's such a wide umbrella when you talk about fashion. And as you were going through that thing, what was that whole process like to experience this and be like, okay, I don't like that, I like that. How'd you end up gravitating more towards like the it was the retailing side, you said, or the selling side?
Yeah. Okay. So gotcha. Really, I just, like I said, after saying yes to all these events that I was attending and participating in, I would know kind of from the beginning that I wasn't really into certain ones, and I could see that my talent was stronger in the other side. So then I started getting jobs in retail and just working basic retail floor sales, you know, greeting customers, having that customer service aspect. And I did like the back end of retail. So like the business side, once I got into that, I realized what has to happen for a store to go round and round. And that's when I kind of really found my niche. And then the creative side, like, I just think it's fun. So I would do it for fun, but I wouldn't do it as a career.
And when you're going through those different experiences, you mentioned, you know, taking basic jobs, doing customer service, greeting people, whatever it is like that. And I think a lot of times it's easy to pass those jobs off because they're not glamorous. And two, it's like, all right, yeah, I know it's a stepping stone. I can buy into that, whatever, but it's difficult to stay patient. So how did you view those jobs? Was that something that, how did you find value or place value in those jobs on that career path and that journey?
That's a good question. I just really fell in love with styling and fashion in general, that I would get excited to basically go play with clothes all day. I would look at it in more that perspective rather than like having to sell like X amount of numbers a day or whatever it is. So it was definitely more of a passion rather than like work. So I would just have that mentality of being able to play with clothes all day and kind of giving people a new wardrobe and bringing life into their closet. It was more of a philosophical like mindset.
Was that something that you grew up? Was it always fashion from the beginning? I know you had the volleyball. Was it always fashion at some point, or was that something you adopted later in life, let's say?
I would say I've always been into it. I got a little more educated on it, which changed things. But volleyball and fashion were always kind of like 50-50 for me, because even before I played in college, I wasn't sure if I wanted to play in college because I wanted to really focus on fashion. So, but it ended up working out both ways. So, yeah.
And so you graduate from school. What's the next step for you between once you graduated into where you are now with the Seagate?
So I just worked retail, and it became where I had a lot of clients, like personal clients, that I realized was a very strong thing to have. I still traveled to be educated within like the fashion and demographics on our area, and just knowing what our personal locals like customer would want. So I really just focused on that. And then I tried to help in any way I can throughout the back end of the store that I was working for. And all of a sudden I was switching careers kind of, because I was done with the retail world, or like, you know, working the floor and doing customer service. So I ended up switching and working for a local startup company. It's a hair company called Under the Sun. And I ended up doing that and noticing that I really do like the business side of things and being on the back end and, you know, making a business grow. So after doing that, one of my old clients that used to shop with me reached out and kind of presented me with this job that I have now as a buyer, which is kind of a dream job for me, just going to school and going on those trips with Lynn and realizing that that's definitely where I want to be and what I want to do for the rest of my life, or, you know, until whatever happens.
Something comes up, right? Yep.
So, yeah, so I, that's when I go back to like having your personal clients and that networking and meeting people, because I just basically got recruited just like volleyball. Like it was like almost like a coach was reaching out to me, like asking for me to play for them, but it was just a person that was my client that reached out to me for this job. So it was kind of cool experience.
And so how do you go about, because I think that's something that networking word, it gets passed around so easy, so willy-nilly. And yes. And to me, a lot of it, I think it gets misconstrued so much. It's just, all right, here's my business card. Here's my resume. Deuces. We'll see you when we see you. Exactly. You know, and that doesn't do any good because you have the best resume in the world. And if you're not somebody who other people want to work with, it's going to be difficult to find a job.
Right.
And from what it sounds like, you took a far more genuine approach to that networking. So can you kind of walk me through what your actual approach was to networking to build those genuine relationships? So you'd have people call you up and say, hey, we have this opportunity, we have that opportunity, we want you to be a part of it.
Right. So I always had like a very open mindset when it was coming to customers, just because everyone is so different. So I always tried to create like a personal relationship with these women, mainly women. And it came, like when it comes to that personal networking, that's how I kind of got my way into there, just knowing their style, knowing a little bit about themselves, like their personal lives or whatever they want to share with me, but on a comfortable level. And then also just, you know, being social, like following each other on Instagram, reaching out over, like saying, hey, that looks awesome, I hope to see you soon, or whatever it is, just little gestures like that, like really make a difference. And that's how I was recruited for this position. Like I just kept in touch with this one client of mine, and it turns out that I ended up being a client of hers. You know, it's just networking. I would say you're right. It does get thrown around a lot, but if you look at it in a different like perspective, it definitely can be like, I don't know how to put it, but it's very important.
Yeah. And I think the shifting of the perspective is such a big thing. And I'm a big believer in that in all of these different aspects of life, you know, as you're well aware. And so one thing that I talked, speaking of Rigo earlier, before we started recording, we were sharing a little anecdote about the young man, but when we did an episode earlier on the show, he talked about selling and how you sell in a genuine way. I think that's interesting. I kind of want to get your perspective on that too, is because so much of selling, I know immediately gets like sleazeball. Like yes. You're a slime ball if you're selling. And that's not true. And it doesn't have to be that way. And So when you're building those relationships, learning about these people, you know, learning their style, how have you been able to go about it so they feel like Chelsea really cares about me? It's not coming from an ulterior motive, but still maintaining the intention of selling.
Right. So I think it comes to the point where the customer should really just trust you. Mm-hmm. That's where I go back to having that like personal relationship with these women, like getting to know them a little bit better. Don't come off strong, you know, with like, hey, like, would you like this shirt, or can I get you in this color, or whatever it is. But like in my world, that's what it is. I would just get to know them, ask them how their day was, you know, create that kind of personal connection at first, and then get into the nitty gritty of selling. But it is really personal. Like I could be like, oh my God, this would be so great for your daughter's birthday that's coming up in March, or whatever it is, just to have that connection is really nice. And they trust you enough, or, and if something does look bad on someone, like I'm not going to be like, that looks amazing, you know. I was very trusting, and I would give my honest opinion when it came to style. So I think it's just really like having that trust between like the customer and the salesperson.
Yeah, no, I think that's so interesting because, again, that's one of those things and what I enjoy from hearing these different perspectives, because Rigo is in real estate and he touched on a lot of the same things. You're in fashion on the surface level, not at all the same industry, but still the same idea. You're selling houses, selling clothes, whatever it might be. You know, it's the same concept, but he talked a lot about a similar idea of building that trust, you know, being open, being transparent with the things that, you know, you're doing. So it sounds like it's the same game. And that's what I think is so cool about all this stuff. So I want to touch on you're at the Seagate now, and that is very much a hospitality company. And so you're still within the fashion realm and doing some fashion things, which I think is so cool, because when you're going out, you're starting a job, it's like, okay, man, if I want to do fashion, hospitality is not the place I'm going to look.
Right.
But if you're interested in it, now you can uncover a lot more, many more opportunities. So walk me through that, how you kind of discovered your ability to make that connection.
So I never saw myself in hospitality. When I was approached about this position, I was a little skeptical, but then I was like, no, wait, this is amazing. It's really cool. Actually today, as I mentioned earlier, before we were recording, that I spoke in a Lynn hospitality class today that visited our hotel. And I just mentioned that I wasn't a hospitality major, but that just is a perfect example of showing you all the realms there are within hospitality, or just in general, like business. There's so many different realms that you can go through. It doesn't have to just be like, oh, hospitality, front desk, like food and beverage. There could be a fashion outlet through that realm. And it's really cool because you are in the travel world at that point. So you get to go on trips and go see your other hotels and your other locations. And it kind of broadens the spectrum a little bit, you know, and it helps make it exciting. So I think that's kind of cool. It is exciting and different instead of it just being like a regular retail boutique on Atlantic Ave.
I love that. And so you mentioned that this is something that you're going to do for the rest of your life, but then we put a little amendment to that, maybe, you know, until something else or whatever it is. So what have you given any thought to that? I know this is always a $1 million question. You know, what's that big picture for you, what you're looking to do down the road?
I mean, as of right now, I think the picture is for me to eventually own my own store and have a staff running it. And I focus on the buying, which is like my favorite part. That's like the dream as of right now. I hope it happens soon, because that's just like, you know, cherry on top. But other than that, like I feel like I haven't looked too far into the future. I really just like to, like, you know, be present and enjoy where I'm at, and then have that goal that I'm looking for that I've always had, which is having my own store or a few stores.
Why not? If you're going to have one, why not have a few, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's what I always say. That's,
do it.
Exactly. That's the moral that I live by. So we are coming to that time of the show where it's that bittersweet moment where we're wrapping things up. I had a great time, but it is coming to an end. So it is time for you to cash out, leave everybody with your most valuable piece of advice for the road. So what do you have for us today?
So my most valuable piece of advice, I would say, and I've realized a lot more lately, is to have an open mind and just have an open perspective on things. Whatever comes at you, listen and really take it in and think about it. You know, you don't have to give an answer right away or whatever the situation may be, but having an open mind and just seeing different perspectives on one specific topic is kind of a gift and really cool to realize that you can do that. So yeah, definitely open mind, having perspective.
I love it. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And awesome. All of you out there, that was a tongue twister. Be on the lookout for some stores run by Chelsea coming to you soon. So Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on today. This is awesome. And I'm so excited to hear all the great things you're doing.
Thank you. This was very fun. I'm glad I got to see you as well.